Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, the injury report will come out here and we will let you know what it is. But two things that has already been seen by folks that were at practice. Tight ends Brevin Jordan and Farrell Brown both did not practice today.
Where art thou?
Brevin, this is 2 days in a row. He did not practice on Wednesday, and now we see Farrell Brown also. I mean, these are, gosh damn it, man.
Arguably
the top two tight ends on the team not practicing on Thursday. This is 2 days in a row for Brevin Jordan, which really is alarming. And then Farrell not practicing on Thursday. This is the last big practice day, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is that. You talked about a thin linebacker group. Now we're talking about this tight end group right here. It could be problematic.
Yeah, I tell you, on the film, Farrell Brown doesn't look like he's moving well.
Mm.
He doesn't look like he's moving well. And I don't know if it's an injury. I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't look like
he had the hamstring coming towards the end of camp.
There's something slowing him down. Everything's not firing on all cylinders like we've seen. I mean, I'm not watching that athletic, guy that can create a mismatch, if you will, when you get him on a linebacker or a safety. So, no surprise that he's now sidelined is one thing, but no surprise that he's, either missing practice or rehabbing something, because he looks like something's not firing for him on from a health perspective.
Yeah, and now this seems even more alarming. Or at least more important from what Lovie said yesterday. Talking about, we're really happy with that tight end room.
Yeah.
We got Jordan Akins, who it feels like Jordan Akins is going to play.
Well,
like he's going to be active.
Look, I mean, barring another injury, you can argue that they're both upgrades. I mean, you're talking about a veteran in Jordan Akins, having seen more, done more in the league than Brevin Jordan has. I think Brevin Jordan obviously is a better athlete. But from what I've seen, I don't think it's a stretch to say O.J. Howard's better than Farrell Brown. I mean, it's regardless of where one was drafted and advice. I mean, you line them up together right now, one of them, and I'm not even talking about the two touchdowns week one. One of them's moving like a super athletic tight end in the NFL. The other one's not, and so you can argue that right now the best two tight ends for this football team are the two that are available. So it's thin.
It's very thin.
It's thin.
If this may change, if they roll in here with two tight ends,
yeah,
man, this has to completely change how they operate.
Yeah, I mean,
in a way.
Yeah, you got to hopefully. You've been
asking for them to come out of them two and three tight ends.
They were in a lot of 11 personnel last week from a percentage perspective, but there just seems to be some very interesting times that they go to 22 personnel with two tight ends in a full field and three tight end sets. Just seems to be interesting to me. I think they're better off in those situations if they stay spread. But nonetheless, I think this is, both of these tight ends give them the opportunity to spread this thing out a little bit and continue in that approach offensively. Now, I don't know how that relates to ground and pound and what Lovie Smith is going to want, but we'll see.
So basically, what you're telling me, if Brevin Jordan and Farrell Brown don't play on Sunday,
I'm not worried about it. Now, here's the perfect situation. I would like to see O.J. Howard and Brevin Jordan running this thing. That's the two that I'd ultimately, perfect world, those are the two that I'd like to see what they can do together.
So are you doing it? Are you moving
What's
on
that?
From Farrell?
Oh, I just don't think he's ready. And there's something holding him back right now. Like he's not.
Oh, this is an injury thing.
He doesn't look like the dude that I expect him to look like.
Oh, Tyler, I thought he was throwing in the towel on Farrell Brown.
He's got to get healthy and he's got to make plays. And until that happens, it's hard to keep beating that drum. At this point in time, we've seen O.J. Howard make plays. If you watch the film, O.J. Howard looks like he looks like a big, super athletic tight end when he's moving, when he's running routes. And Brevin Jordan, we know who he is. I would, perfect world, I'd like to see those two on the field together sometimes. That'd be a good 12 package.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. So both tight ends, both guys who are starting tight ends on the sidelines did not practice today. We'll get the rest of the injury report to you. All right, we had Seth Payne on, who you can hear every day, with Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We had him on Tuesday, and he was talking about this defense and how he views them. Listen to what Seth had to say.
They could be a credible defense, I think, as time goes by, if they figure a few simple things out. They're a few tweaks away from being a credible defense, and a lot of that just hinges on, obviously, the growth of the rookies and the continued improvement of the pass rush.
See, when I heard him say that Tuesday, I was thinking, or Tuesday, I was thinking, I don't know if I agree with that. But then we've talked a little bit more this week, and I am really confused how I feel about this team. Obviously, I think the defense is the strength of this team, Clint, but they have had some pretty good fortune with the Broncos and the Colts not finishing off drives. But how much is that the Texans and those teams? Because, look, I think the Colts missed opportunities. Pierce dropped a touchdown pass. The other kid, number 16 for the Colts, he dropped a touchdown pass as well, a foot, just a toenail, pushed Sutton out of the end zone, and then Nathaniel Hackett was just being Nathaniel Hackett. But they're really good in the red zone, Clint, which is a good hallmark for a good defense. They're pretty good on third down. The Broncos were 3-of-12 on third down in this past game. The Colts were 6-of-15. And, I mean, they turned the ball over. They've gotten their offense the ball with Jerry Hughes getting a pick and Christian Kirksey. So, I mean, they do some things that good teams do, but I cannot ignore the fact that the Broncos and Colts offense have just shot themselves in the foot a few times. So it's kind of odd, to kind of confusing to figure out, you know, how to really look at this defense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.